Audible Dreams.
Welcome to Audible Dreams, a series of bedtime stories. In these stories, you will find links both to life itself and to each other. So let the stories begin.
You can listen to Audible Dreams on platforms of your choice. We're up on Anchor, Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. Follow Audible_Dreams on Instagram, Twitter, and join our Telegram channel with the same name to stay in the loop.
Follow us, please.
The Little Book of Untold Stories. Once upon a time, in an era where books did not matter much anymore to people who used digital devices, there was a little hardbound book. He was much confused, since kids ignored him as they went past the bookshelf that he was resting on. He could not remember where he was before. The moment he opened his eyes, he was there in the forgotten bookshelf. All forgotten, he thought. He was wrong, though. One day, while he was taking a nap and dreaming about a world where kids were not constantly talking about video games, a kid took him from the shelf. He was thrilled with the idea that someone was finally going to read him. Unfortunately, his excitement did not last long. The kid who took him threw him roughly to another kid, who ducked and caught him from his pages, folding some in the process. The second kid then laughed and threw him to another kid, who caught him in midair. The third kid opened him wide, tore one of his pages partly, and then smashed him to the ground. In his great agony and disappointment, he saw the third kid chew his torn piece and spit it towards a nearby wall. Ringing off the lesson bell put a halt to this unbearable torture, and the kids ran out of the room, leaving him laying flat on the floor. He was horrified to the last seam on his cover. He could not believe how kids would be capable of doing such a horrible thing, all out of the blue and with no reason at all. He wept silently and passed out. When he came to, he was laying on a desk with a lamp near him. The lamp was lit and shone brightly on him. He noticed that his pages, which were folded earlier, were now flat again. He was wiped clean from the dust that got onto him when he got smashed to the floor. Only his partly torn page hurt a bit, but it was not as bad as before. He carefully examined his surroundings. He was in an office with lots of shelves filled with all types of books. He was curious. "Where am I?" he asked himself. He then saw her, the librarian. She had a calming face, and she walked with grace. She came to the desk and gently picked him up. Only then did he notice that he had more parts which were fixed. His hardcover was newly glued, and he could still smell the glue. "It must have come loose when I hit the ground," he thought. That was probably why he had fainted. She examined him carefully and checked all the parts that were fixed. He then understood that he was looking at his savior. She spoke softly. "That's better now. Rest some more." And she gently put him back down on the desk. As she was leaving the room, he felt happiness fill all his pages. He was finally home. After all this excitement and happiness to boost, his eyes felt heavy and slowly closed, sending him to a pleasant sleep. Next days passed similarly. Every day around same time, the librarian would come to check on him. She would encourage him with kind words and then leave. He would sometimes hear distant chatter but could not figure out what was being said and had no clue who was talking to whom. He once caught the word book, and another time curious, but that was it, which did not give him much of an idea. Finally, one afternoon after examining him, the librarian said, "You are as good as new now. It is time to meet your new family." He was puzzled. "Family?" he asked, but he never had a family, although he would really love to have one. What was she talking about? She then brought him out of the office room. He gasped when he saw the enormous library. There were dozens of seemingly endless rows of bookshelves rising up to the ceiling. They were all filled with thousands of books. He had no idea that this many books existed. As she carried him, he could hear chatter, whispers, and even snoring at points. She brought him to an area where there were books which looked somewhat like him. Younger ones, elder ones, all together they were talking to each other excitedly. "There he is," said a young one. "It was about time," said one of the elder ones. The librarian gently pushed two books aside, put him in between them, and then silently left. All the books in his section celebrated his arrival by cheering and laughing with joy. He was very confused, so he asked them, "But how and why?" They explained that they were informed by other books that a young and injured book had come. They kept getting information about how he was and were eagerly waiting to meet him. They all introduced themselves and listened to his story, comforting him at times with kind words like, "Oh, I've been there and I know how you feel," or "You're among friends now," and "We are a big family who will always be there for you." He was filled with great happiness. He was already happy earlier in the office, but now he was even happier. He had finally found where he belongs and his new family. He thought before he could never find a place where he would be appreciated. It was pleasing for him to learn that he was totally wrong. In the following weeks, bookworms of all ages came to borrow him for reading. They usually read him in the library, but sometimes they would bring him to their homes. They were so gentle when turning his pages and holding him. He also loved their reactions as they read him. He felt complete. He felt he was where he always belonged to. Each time he was put back on his shelf, he just could not wait to meet the new reader. Everyone had their own story like him, and he admired learning theirs just as they admired learning his. The end.
You can listen to Audible Dreams on platforms of your choice. We're up on Anchor, Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. Follow Audible_Dreams on Instagram, Twitter, and join our Telegram channel with the same name to stay in the loop.
Please subscribe!